And we are back. Hour 2, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Richard Battle joining me now. Why? A question only free people may ask. How are you, Richard?
John, we're doing great, and I have to interdict here and say I appreciate this opportunity to be with you. It is the 200th time
wow.
I've had this privilege, and
awesome.
We just really appreciate the opportunity to
share
with your audience.
I have enjoyed it thoroughly. I look forward to it. I learn something from you on a weekly basis and wouldn't have it any other way, Richard, so I appreciate you as well.
And that's why we get to the question, why today?
Only free people can ask that.
Well, exactly. One day I was thinking, and that, you know how dangerous that can be sometimes,
mm-hmm.
and so it all of a sudden struck me about how the why question that little kids ask, that's the first
yep.
question they ask, and
why?
People want to know, but only free people can ask that question, and when you think about that, it can change your perspective and help us to appreciate the ability to do it here and understand what happens in countries where they can't do that. And so I thought it'd be worth talking about.
I talked a little bit about this yesterday in response to things that had gone on with, you know, Iran and what Iran, however you want to say it. I think it's Iran is how you're supposed to say it. It's an E, not an I, but Iran. And reality is, Richard, and this is the part that I think a lot of Americans, even a lot of conservatives, and especially the press, get completely wrong. You know, we all get concerned about, you know, the war between Israel and them, and what was going on, and what we did to end it, and so on and so forth. But what they forget about is there are millions upon millions of people in that country, to your point, Richard, that can't ask this question because they're not free.
That's exactly correct. And so that's why I think it's so important that we appreciate it and discuss it and make people understand the difference in that situation. We have entitled people in this country now who, when they put forth political arguments, they can't believe it when people ask them why they believe the way they do, and they have to justify their beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
They expect people just to listen and accept what they say without that rationale.
No, there's a dialogue that goes back and forth, and to your point, only in America, where we're free, can you have that dialogue back and forth, even with those quote-unquote, and I have to be careful I say this, or quote-unquote leaders, because the one thing I think even at times we get, I know I get caught up in this sometimes, Richard, myself. I mean, I look at Donald Trump, he is the quote-unquote leader of the free world. And yes, we elected him to be the leader of the free world. But the way that our system in America works is we, the people, are really the leaders of the free world. He is in charge because we elected him and we have asked him to do that for us on our behalf. But really, at the end of the day, Richard, it's we, the people. We aren't subject to anyone. The way it's supposed to work, and I think a lot of politicians don't understand this, we're in charge of them. It's not the other way around.
Well, that's exactly correct. And this question applies to families in your business life as well as in a public sphere as well. I don't think there's any worse answer a parent can give a child when they ask why to say, I told you so. Because that curiosity about why we do things is very important. And when we train people, if we explain why before we teach them what and how, we will get much better buy-in and more successful implementation than if we just dictate, do this and don't ask any questions.
That's exactly right. And in authoritarian type, countries and dictatorships, and I can go down the list, Richard, the bottom line is only those at the top, and even some of them, don't ever get to ask the question why. They might ask it, you know, quietly among themselves, but they don't ever go to the quote-unquote leader or the person at the top and ask that question. They might get executed.
Yes, and what happens is after one or two generations, it breeds a weakness
yep.
where people are not
yep.
able to think
right.
and determine what's the best path.
That's right.
And it reminds me of the story of Grandma and the Roast Pan, which I think I've shared with you before. Whereas the, you know, guy comes home, his wife's making dinner, and he's talking to her, and all of a sudden she pulls the cleaver out and whacks the end of the roast off. And he says, why'd you do that? And she goes, I don't know. Mama always did it when she made roast. Well, they call Mama, and they ask her, and Mama, why'd you do it? Well, that's the way Grandma always did it. So they call Grandma, ask the question, Grandma, why'd you cut the end of the roast off? And she said, because it wouldn't fit in the pan. But two generations later, people don't know why they're doing things. And that makes a weaker society when we don't know why and we're not doing the most efficient things.
I mentioned earlier this week, and it's a good segue into this because it dovetails in, Richard. And this is, I tried to be as, you know, not that I'm always politically correct because I'm not. I mean, I just blurt things out and say it anyways. But there's a reason why a country like, let's use this one, Iran, has never invented, and they haven't, they've never really invented anything. We as a free nation, free country, because men have the ability to do what you just said, think, go out on their own, be rewarded for that thought process and the things that they create and make and so on. It's why we as a nation have created more good things for the rest of the world than any other nation probably ever known to mankind has ever done. And it's why places like Iran don't create, don't make anything, because they're subjects, Richard. They can't think that way. It's not allowed.
Well, that's exactly right. And another example that I love is from World War II, and it was the difference in the German Army and the American Army. The German Army, when we invaded Normandy, Hitler was sleeping, and even the top generals were afraid to wake him up to ask his permission to do something because they were afraid of him. The Americans were held up and many were killed because of the hedgerow country there, and a technical sergeant came up with the idea to put a blade on the front of a tank. They call it a rhino tank. And once they did that, they could bulldoze through the hedgerows, and they were able to have victory with fewer losses. And that was the difference of individual thought and knowing why we do something versus just obeying orders.
We had this example from another guest yesterday, Richard, along those same lines. It's why we as a country today have the pipeline and the infrastructure that we have in this country to deliver oil, water, natural gas, and other things is because we had somebody in World War II that realized, hey, guys, we need a better delivery system of our fuel products than what we have right now. We need to do this better, and thought outside the box because of the very things you and I are talking about. And voila, pipelines were invented.
Exactly. And when we do that, and when we let people, whether it's family, employees, or in the government, we let people know why we're doing it and what their individual contributions make to the effort, it gets people participating because they know their contributions are essential. Every person's contributions are, and that fuels people's why they do things for themselves and their families as well. And it makes things more purposeful all the way around.
Right. And somebody will correct me, I'm sure. Yes, there were mini-type pipelines and things like that all the way back into the 1800s, but nothing, Richard, that had been used along those same lines to do the things. I mean, Rockefeller, of course, used them for oil and things like that. But that whole idea and that thought process at that time was the difference maker.
Well, exactly. And look here more recently with the hydraulic fracking. And the difference that's made in the energy industry as well. And again, that comes from the ability to ask why and how can we do things better.
That's exactly right. And to your point, comes from a free nation where, even in my notes, the Bill of Rights, you know, our First Amendment, has that ability for us to question, to ask. And the reason why we can go to government and ask questions is because, Richard, as I said earlier, we are government. We are the ones that are essentially in charge. We are actually asking our employees, why are you doing it this way? That's because of the way our system was set up from day one.
Well, yes, and we need to get the employees back to recognizing and understanding
Absolutely.
That. And I hope some of the actions going on today will help do that.
Absolutely. All right, give us some good quotes and some things that you've also got in your book along these same lines.
Well, and Robert F. Kennedy always, he said, some men see things as they are and say, why? I dream of things that never were and say, why not? So that's another variation of that particular question that free people can ask and dream and pursue those goals. And that's the American-do spirit that we're talking about. And the American-do spirit, because of the freedom politically and economically, is what's made our country and what will continue to help us succeed.
Let's close with your new book that's out, how folks can get a hold of it, get a signed copy, and so on.
Well, thank you. Americans who made America 19th century growth, division, and reunification is 40 profiles from the 19th century, which follows up the 18th century. And just today, we uploaded a bundle package on richardbattle.com for three of the Americans books with a bonus book thrown in, and they are all signed. If people want them inscribed, they can email me, richard@richardbattle.com, after an order. We're happy to do that. If you order the bundle, you can keep them for yourself or split them up and give them out. But it shares that America can-do spirit patriotism and history.
That's awesome. Richard, we won't be together next week because things change around with the weekend, the four-day weekend and how that works next week. But I appreciate all that you've done for us. We'll talk to you the week after Independence Day, and wishing you the best Independence Day ever.
Well, we wish you a happy Independence Day, and the audience also. And remember, we say July 4th, it doesn't really honor what it is.
Nope.
Independence Day, and we need to remember that and pass it down to our kids and grandkids.
Absolutely. Richard, have a great rest of your day, sir.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.